Hello?
Hi, afternoon. May I speak with Sam?
This is White.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Pleasure to meet you. My name's Andy. I'm calling here with Local Splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google. How's your day going so far?
It was a very busy day. Very hot.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. I hear that. And, calling back here with Mr. Sam, kind of going back and forth here since last night. Oh, no, it's okay. Yeah, and I know you kind of... No worries. I know you kind of wanted to kind of jump on the line also, kind of answer any questions and ask any questions that you had about the programming, of course. But, been kind of going back and forth this last day here in regards to the marketing and what we could do as far as branding and locking in that map and optimizing for you guys. But, yeah, were there any questions that I could answer for you?
Yeah, what do you do exactly? Here's the deal. Here's the answer I'm looking for, I guess, what you do. We stop. That's new. No. We have four dogs in here, so it's a little rough.
No problem.
What happened was my husband got all these, I don't even know, domain names and different things. He was trying to get it verified and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we got like five or six names, and we can't get into any of these things and respond or fix or change the picture or whatever. So what do you do exactly? Is this something you do? Do you clean up the mess that we made and maybe just have one domain name and one website and you work on that one? Or what do you do?
Exactly. That's exactly what we do. Yeah, so if there's duplicate listings or anything like that or inconsistencies online, we'll go in, we'll make sure it's just one listing and it's consolidated. And then we'll work off that one Google page and then make sure everything is updated as far as analytics, areas, how you want it displayed as far as photos, and just to make sure everything is correct in the line. So we do offer the cleanup, which is kind of the first thing we do to make sure that there's one site, one Google page, and everything is consistent across the board.
Okay. And you like stay communicated with us because, once upon a time we did have some success, but we put, I forgot exactly, but something like 9 to 5, no weekends, something like that. And it placed us as 24/7 and we couldn't change it. So do you guys communicate? Well, if something like that comes up, we can get that fixed right away.
Of course. Yeah. We're always responsive here as far as making sure that listing is up and running. It's important that we're kind of working as a team effort anyways. Because Google changes, of course, you guys have changes as far as ads. But a nice thing that we provide is a tracking and reporting dashboard. So anytime you guys want to make changes to the hours, the photos, content, you have a live access to make any changes through a dashboard on your smartphone. But 100%, we're also here to help you with any adjustments or changes to the marketing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, he said it's like $250 down and $250 a month or something like that?
Correct, yeah, $249 a month. It's every month. That's the same locked-in credit. Get the platinum package, so not only are you guys going to be optimized on that map section, we'll fix any content, we'll make sure to add any photos, consolidate it, and also add Facebook advertising with our platinum package, along with directories, and also a website will be bundled for free with the package at $249. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know it takes a while to get the ball rolling, you know, it could take a month, it could take two, it could take three. There are times, though, like right now, here's the situation we're getting ready to hit, is that summer's here. I work at a school. I did not get hired for summer school as hard as I tried. My resume was amazing. I have no idea why they didn't hire me. I'm getting the check on May 31st. And then I'm not getting another check till August 31st. So summer's always a very stressful time financially. My husband doesn't always get work because a lot of times instead of paying a plumber, they go on vacation or they're in the same situation we are, that they don't make as much money during the summer as they do during the other months, like right after the taxes are done. We always get a lot of work. Thanksgiving, Christmas, we always get a lot of work because relatives coming over, they want the plumbing working, blah, blah, blah. So what if we get started, let's say today, but we don't have the money in June, but we have it in July? Does it work like when we have the money, or do we have to have the money every month, and if we don't, we're just like, we can cancel and it's over?
Oh, great question. Really good. Yeah, it's we do offer a seasonal pause or a hold you could put on the campaign. So if you want to kind of pause it, we wouldn't bill you for that month. And you could always kind of pick up where you left off whenever you guys like with that same rate.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of thinking maybe we won't have an incredibly dry season if we're, you know, on the Google page. And then the other thing is, I guess, too, one of my, not fears, but concerns, you know, it's just my husband. He's the only one. And this summer, since I'm not doing summer school, I am available to help. It's just us. It's not like we can send people out. What if we get too incredibly busy? I mean, oh, my gosh, what do we do? We can't handle all the calls. I don't know. I'm a little, on the flip side, concerned that we're going to disappoint people that, you know, what if they got to wait a month because we're totally booked up, which sounds fantastic, but do you help with that, too? Do you, like, I don't know, maybe put us on page two instead of page one, just slow it down a little bit if it gets going too fast? Or?
Of course, absolutely. Nice thing about it, I mean, people do feel, like, a little intimidated by being on the first page. It does bring a good amount of traffic if that's what you guys wanted to attract. But the way it works is it's really by the search terms, areas, and keywords that you guys want to target. Well, so what people love is that you're kind of cherry picking and you're targeting the high-end services you want to do. And those are the direct phone calls you're getting. So you get a nice steady flow. Of course, with the campaign or package, if it ever gets too overwhelming, where you guys are kind of booked out, like I said, we always have that seasonal hold option or pause. So it's always something you could do to kind of slow it down. Nice thing about it is that you'll still have the Google page. It'll be live and active. You'll still keep your reviews there. So it's not like we take you down completely. So, but it'll just be a kind of a slower advertising time for you whenever you pause it.
Okay. If we pause it, where does our page go?
Oh, no, yeah, it'll still be ranked. It'll still be up there. You'll still have it live and active. The only thing that we won't run is the advertising and the optimizing. So it'll still be there and active. And then also I was mentioning to him that even if you guys do this for 3 months or 3 years, right, if you guys discontinue or don't want the service, you guys still leave with the corrections we did, the photos, the likes, the reviews we help you generate it, and also ranking. So you leave with a much stronger presence that you came in with.
So it's just no optimizing or whatever you said.
Correct. Yeah.
There, but it'll be ours.
Exactly.
Which
yeah, but no.
Probably more than we have right now. I mean, we have it, but it's not like ours because we can't get access anyway. Yeah, I don't know. Sounds pretty good. I know my husband's definitely interested. We're always a little leery of advertising. We always get the best, you know. Oh, you'll rake in so much once we advertise for you. And we've never really had a call from anybody that said they're here to help us with advertising. We've never gotten a job from it. And we've been in business since 99.
Nice, yeah.
You're not the first person that's called us that want to advertise for us. But
you'll be the second person that we meet here.
Yeah, and that one golf thing that they said they would advertise for us.
Yeah. A home advisor
paid $400 and didn't get one call.
Yeah,
them or anybody or any customers were fly by night.
No doubt. Yeah, I hear that a lot. And no doubt, it's the best way to market and advertise. I mean, Google is like a digital business card that everybody has in their back pocket.
Googles. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And the more that you have out there, the consistency, you just keep having a Google page on that map is going to make a huge difference on the quality of jobs that you're getting. If there's a high-end zip code or search term that you guys want specifically, those are the direct phone calls that you're getting. That's what people love about it. But unlike HomeAdvisor or Angie's, we're not listing you on our third-party directory and then putting us in between you and the lead. We're branding and advertising and creating your own digital footprint, your own website, not on somebody else's. So you're creating that digital footprint for your business.
Oh, so none of our customers talk to you. You don't talk to any of our customers. You're strictly advertising.
100% correct. Yeah, strictly advertising, branding, and, promoting and advertising the name whenever they need your service.
Yeah, that was HomeAdvisor. They would give our name and set us up with a job, but I don't know. My husband probably told you a little bit, but, like, we got okayed to do this water heater. We could replace the water heater for these people. But just replacing the water heater would not give them hot water. They need the plumbing fixed into the apartment.
Right.
For them to actually get hot water, and as well as replace the water heater. But all they gave us the okay was to replace the water heater. And it's like, but our name's going on that job as Wiseman Plumbing, that we switched out the water heater and they still don't have hot water. It's like, I can't do that. Or that's all we have is our name, because we've been word of mouth, like I said, since 99.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. They kind of send over leads and jobs that are kind of, sometimes they even say that they're not even jobs that they do or in the areas they don't even cover. So, yeah, this is more of you, you know, gaining that call, that direct contact with you and the client. So you guys would be able to give out the guesstimate, you know, let them know exactly what service and the price that they need as far as to get it done. So that's the nice thing about it. A lot of the times with third-party sites, what they do also is if you're generating reviews and star ratings and say you're with them for like 6 months and you have 5 out of 5-star ratings, right, they'll take them away from you. And they'll leave you with nothing because you have a page on their directories.
Yeah.
So nice thing about it, like I mentioned, all the reviews, star ratings, they stay with you. So you're leaving with a much stronger presence that you came in with us.
Mm-hmm. So they don't do that.
No.
If we pause it, let's say we get a slow month and we want to pause, can we pause it and then go back the next month? Or?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Okay.
And then, nothing happens to our information.
Okay.
It's just not.
He would clean it up and pull it together, you know.
Yeah.
He said that, so I know that's kind of.
And we have complete communication, what we want on there, what we don't want on there.
Right. And then
yeah.
They become the manager.
They own us. Just kidding. Yeah. Well, that's cool. What was the other thing I was going to ask? Let me see. Shoot, it was just on my head. Today was like family picnic day, class party, open house, everything in one day. Like,
oh, wow.
A lot going on today.
Yeah.
What was my question? Let's see. Oh, yeah, but never mind. It was a home advisor thing. It wasn't really a question. We would tell them we didn't do emergency work, nothing after 5. When summer comes, we really don't work after 2. Just because it's 100 degrees, it's too hot. We want to work and live. We don't want to
have a heat stroke. Yeah.
We got to work around the weather, but, you know, they would call us at 7 and say, can you be there? I'm like, no. We can't,
yeah.
You know, anyway, so it was, yeah, it was just bad for our business because it made it look like we were no shows or, you know, couldn't get the job done or whatever. They're just, I don't, how are they in business? They don't help anybody.
Yeah, they don't. It's kind of different. They basically run the same ads that we're running for businesses. They run Google and Facebook ads, and they also, they're on Google themselves, so. They basically divert the lead or the phone call to their phone line, and then they charge you guys a profit for that free Google lead.
Yeah, they charge for somebody calling us, whether we talk to them or not.
It's terrible.
Insane.
Yeah, no, that could get costly, and that's what people tell me. It is a headache, so, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
it's
we're in about, I don't know, $1,200, I guess, by the time we got out of it.
You never got a job.
Never got a job out of it. Actually, he did get a job, but he never got paid.
Wow, yeah, and that's the thing. Once you're kind of chasing them and then they have like 7 other contractors or plumbers calling them, it's hard, you know, for them to kind of just focus on.
It sounds like if they would just listen to us and what we were capable of, it would have worked, but they don't listen.
Right.
So,
right.
But it sounds like you're listening. It sounds like this could work. What do we need to do?
Yeah, next step.
Yeah.
Well, to create the profile, we're going to verify the information. We do also send everything to you in writing. So you get a welcome email, a text message. I'm actually going to stay on the line. It just outlines the pricing. We're also bundling a website included with the package. And you have a technician phone call and a client interview. And they're really nice, really smart. They're just going to ask you about content, if there's any ads, if there's certain times you want us to run the ads, if there's any specific areas or photos that you want. Just to make sure we represent you properly across the internet.
Okay.
I guess the question I have is, what are we responsible for? What do we have to do? Because I know with the home advisor thing, I was responsible for going on there and, like, updating stuff. Like, what am I actually going to be responsible for?
We are internet unsavvy.
No worries. Yeah, no, he was mentioning that, yeah, that he doesn't really know too much. But, yeah, that's kind of what we're here for. Everything is going to be step-by-step as far as kind of walking through the process of adding us to managers and locking in and consolidating the Google page. So we'll make it nice and easy for you guys. Of course, you'll have the technician kind of send over emails while you guys are on the phone together. So everything is nice and easy. A lot of the times, it's pretty complicated kind of doing this yourself. So that's why we're here. And we have 19 years of expertise being Google channel partners, so we can make it nice and easy for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
That sounds good. I don't know. It's up to my husband. I'm going to throw the ball back in his side of the court.
Yeah, no doubt. No problem.
Yeah, that's cool. We need to get on Google. Years. We
neither one of us know what we're doing, but
we were on the first day for a little while. We were busy as can be.
Yeah, those 5-star reviews, and then two people who we never even worked for put bad reviews about us, and we never even met them.
Never worked for them,
and they gave us a bad review.
Yeah,
and
1-star review.
And that got us off the, you know, the top shelf there, and put us on the top.
Wow. Yeah, no worries. And that's kind of what happened.
Crazy. The one, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The one lady that gave us a bad review, she called up and said, I need plumbing done. I'm like, okay. What in particular? My house. I need my plumbing done. And I'm like, okay. Is it a leaky faucet? Is your toilet clogged? Yes. Okay, is your bathtub clogged and your shower not working? Or, you know, I just started going through the, yes, 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 yes. How much? Can you be here? And I'm like, well,
wow.
You know, we can't take a check. And she's like, do you charge to check? And I said, well, we add it on. If you hire us for the job, we'll add it on. But he can come talk with you and whatnot. I was as kind as I could be, but she was just mad I was asking questions. It's like, you can't just say you need plumbing done. It needs a little more specific.
You have to be more specific, Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. You can't please everybody. Yeah, no doubt. And that happens. And nice thing about us, we also have a review generated tool. So say you guys feel really good about somebody and they kind of mentioned, you know, writing a good review on Google for you guys. You could send them a direct message and you're able to choose who you send this to. So it just kind of gives them a brief thank you of choosing your service. If they have a second, you know, they could click on a link to write a Google review. So that's something we also have, so you could kind of have those good people write good reviews under your name, not having so many other people. So, yeah, just a nice added tool for you guys. And I think you guys have content, right, like photos, a logo we could use for building the site and the marketing for Google and Facebook, right?
I do have a logo. I do have a – what was the other thing? Logo and photos. We do have before and after photos.
Nice.
You know, not a vast amount. We're new with the whole photo thing.
We've been in business for 25 years, and we just started taking pictures.
We don't take pictures. We don't.
No problem.
The internet very much.
I've been close for 40 years, and I've just barely started taking pictures.
We don't even have pictures of our kids.
No, it's okay. No worries. Yeah. Yeah, we also have high quality photos in house. So if you guys. I want to use some of ours just for the meanwhile, just to kind of fill the void. We're more than happy to provide those videos.
Yeah.
So absolutely, no problem at all.
We have some pretty good ones for, like, hose bids, before and after, water heaters, before and after, toilets, pools.
And don't have any of the bathrooms we've done, the kitchens we've done.
No remodels, anything spectacular. But
nice. Yeah. Whatever you have, absolutely. Yeah. Just let us know. We can upload them. Again, you guys don't have to physically go in there and create the site. You have a technician over the phone kind of ask you what you want as far as the bio, what photos you want. You could send them over via email or text message, whatever makes it easier for you guys so we can gather that content.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting pretty good at email, and I can scan documents now and email those or text. I'm getting better with that. Yeah.
That's all we need. As long as you can get it over to us, yeah, we'll be more than happy to upload it. We make the adjustments to make sure it's Google compliant and fits your site perfect. So that's what we're here for. And, yeah, creating the profile, I'm just going to verify the information, what I have on file, just to make sure everything correct is accurate and accurate for the campaign. And
okay.
For the business name and how you want it to appear, I have Wiseman Plumbing. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm going to give the phone to my husband. He's going to take over.
Yeah, Wiseman Plumbing.
All righty. Thank you, Sam. And then we do send over everything to you in writing. You'll get a welcome email with your invoice, your terms. You're also going to have login credentials, so you have access to track your analytics. But for you, Sam, what's the best email address for you in the business?
Oh, man, I wish I knew. I've got too many damn email addresses.
It could be a personal email, just whatever one you have more access to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I knew which one was more accessible. I've got one that's connected directly to my phone. That's kind of the one I wanted to convert to the business. But the one that's connected to the Google site now, that's the one I've been using for a while. That one is Plumber Sam I Am.
Okay.
All little letters at gmail.com, plumbersamiam@gmail.com. That's the one that's actually connected to the Wiseman Plumbing Google
company
site.
Email. You got it. Awesome. Let me repeat it back here. So plumbersamiam@gmail.com, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then Google does allow just one primary number for the first page. Would you like to use this number, the 661-835-9600? Is the primary line of contact?
Yeah, that's our business line. Yeah. And during the day, that's forwarded to my phone. So, you know, when they call the office, this directly goes to me.
Oh, nice. That's perfect.
Yeah. And then during the summertime when my wife has time off from school, then she's, of course, in the office, and she answers the phone. You know,
nice.
Actually, when she's on the phone, we get way more work.
Nice.
I'm the guy that answers the phone. I guess they just like, ooh, damn, I don't want to talk to this guy. They just hang up on me.
Yeah.
I guess I sound pretty gruff. I don't know. But,
right. She's the more friendly one.
That's the office number.
Awesome, awesome. And then, perfect. Just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Sam?
Wiseman.
Okay. Awesome. And I'm also going to put your wife's name on file just in case she wants to call in and make marketing changes or photo changes. She also has access to, unless you don't want it that way. But would you,
for sure.
Awesome. And, yeah, what's your wife's name?
Her name's Melissa or Missy.
Okay. Melissa Wiseman. Got it.
Yeah, she says just put Missy.
Missy?
M-I-S-S-Y. Missy.
Got it. I'll put it as a kind of like a surname for her, no problem. So Melissa Wiseman.
Yeah,
her Missy.
Actual, you know, proper name is Melissa, but she goes by Missy.
Awesome. Very nice. So she has access to it also, so very nice. And then as far as business hours for you guys, what hours are you guys open for the service calls and phone calls?
Well, what we've been doing, I know at one point it was 9 to 5, but I know we went back in and we went back in and we wanted to do 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Sure thing. 7 to 4. Is it Monday through Friday or 6 or 7 days out of the week?
7 days a week.
Okay. Nice. And then once you're done with the job, how can they pay you guys at the moment? Is it just check and cash? Do you guys accept financing or Visa, MasterCard?
We don't do financing yet. I've never gotten into that, although I thought that was, you know, probably a good thing because a lot of people would probably want to pay on time. But right now we do Zelle, credit cards, check, cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's all the major. Awesome. That's perfect. And if you ever want to make any changes, like I mentioned, maybe you want to switch over a photo or there's a President's Day credit or free estimates,
okay.
Right? Any adjustments, anything with the ads, the photos, it's all included. For free, for future reference whenever you guys need to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in case we're going to have a Mother's Day special or something, you throw something like that up. Is that what you mean, like when you say specials?
That's correct. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you have any kind of added changing of the ads or anything like that, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know when I went out of the Google, you know, I got pretty far in there, and then I finally did get verified, but I didn't officially go for it. And I know they kept sending me free ad money, like $500 at one point, $1,000 at another point, for me to get ads on Google. And I don't know nothing about it. I tried and tried and tried to figure it out, and I just finally gave up.
Gotcha.
I was afraid to have another domain charge or another email or something.
I didn't know about because, like I say, we've got a few different domains. But you guys, I'm sure, once you get in there and manage the whole thing, you'll be able to figure that out quicker than me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if we need to consolidate it, get rid of a couple of them, just have the one that you prefer. That's probably more than likely what we'll do. And then it's important that we also kind of clean up, make sure everything is the same. Of course, if you want to hide your address, you want to take the photo off of your front house that you have there, that's also what we're going to help you adjust and kind of update as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know there was, like I say, there was two different sites. And the one site had my address, the picture of my house. And I think that one's actually one that had all the reviews. Oh, you know, while I'm sitting here thinking of it, I've got a customer that sent a review, and he screenshotted me his review.
Mm-hmm.
But his review never showed up on Google.
Oh, wow, interesting.
On my wife and plumbing thing. And, you know, he screenshotted it, so I know that his review, according to him and his thing, it shows up. But according to me, when I go to wife and plumbing on Google, his review is not there.
Oh, wow, yeah,
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. But when he screenshotted me, I could see reviews that I recognize on the site. And I know those reviews are on there.
Oh, interesting.
I was flabbergasted by that whole thing because I asked him if he can give me a review because he's a really good customer. And he said, I've already given him a review. And I was like, well, I don't see it. I'm looking for it. And he screenshotted it and then shot it over to me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, thanks, you know, but I never did see his review.
Oh, no. Okay, no problem. We could definitely maybe see what we could do to kind of get that review if it's available.
That kind of stuff, you can kind of look in there and kind of figure that out too.
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah, we'll be able to see what's going on. Sometimes they kind of block it, and just depending on what it says or if it's a verified review or not, but no doubt, yeah, we'll definitely be able to kind of figure that out for you.
Yeah.
And awesome.
I mean,
thanks for letting me know.
My son and my daughter-in-law, they've been asking me for a few years now to, you know, step up and get into the, you know, modern age, and I told you about her creating an Instagram account for me.
Oh, nice.
And so I was wondering, you know, because and they've been telling me, you know, as a checklist, when you go to leave, you know, you ask the people if the job was okay, would you mind giving me a review? And so I started doing that, you know, because my son, he's much smarter than me, of course. He didn't become a plumber. He was telling me you got to kind of go through this checklist and make sure that, you know, you do that every time. And so for a little while there, I was asking the people, trying to get them to give me a review. Oh, definitely. I'll go right now. I'll give you a review right now. I would never see the reviews. And so rather than go back and ask them, hey, I never got that review like I did the one guy, I just figured, well, they either reviewed and didn't show up or they didn't review and I'm not going to bug them. You know, I did my best. I asked them nicely and asked them if they could give me a review. And then, of course, they were like, yeah, sure, definitely. This really, really good work, blah, blah, blah. Never did see the review. And I haven't had any new reviews. And I don't know, quite a while, but I've been asking people, like I just asked a guy a couple of weeks ago, and he swore he was going to give me a review, never did see his review. And that was just...
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it
might be landing in another listing or maybe another site or duplicate site that you have, like as far as a Google page. So, yeah, we'll definitely be able to see what's going on with that. So, yeah.
Just to think about that, and I wanted to ask you, because I thought that was a little strange that the reviews aren't even showing up now.
Whatever.
You know, I got the Google thing so screwed up, I figured I did something wrong. But I just thought, well, maybe if I can get you to, you know, become the Google guy to figure out my Google stuff, maybe that stuff will all kind of come together. You know, that's kind of what I'm hoping. But,
yeah, 100%.
Anyway,
yeah, it'll be just one page. Yeah, Google doesn't like duplicates. It kind of confuses on which listing to rank. So that's kind of the first thing that we do. We make sure that it's optimized, it's congested, and it's consolidated into one. So that's what they focus on. Everything is about analytical clicks and impressions. So the more clicks that you get onto one listing, to one site, to one Google page, that's calculated as people liking and wanting your service. So that's why we focus on just optimizing one listing and getting that attention to one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I see. And all that stuff is all, every click is tracked somewhere. Somebody's keeping track of that.
100%. Yeah, everything is tracked. It's all monitored. Also, conversion with us is all tracked and monitored as well. So you have a dashboard that kind of gives you insight on the high-performing keywords, the areas where they're clicking and searching the most for you guys. So just like a back office tool for you guys. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically you're almost speaking Japanese, in my opinion, but It does sound good.
Yeah. No, we'll be able to answer any questions that you have. Absolutely. We're very hands-on.
My wife knows what the dashboard is. She knows what the dashboard is. I don't know what the dashboard is unless I'm sitting in a car.
Yeah. It's like a, yeah, exactly. It's like a login interface where you can log in and kind of see what's going on.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
At awesome. Least one of us has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm going to send over an example of how that looks also. It just kind of gives you a brief rundown on the different ways to navigate through it, the different ways you're able to track. So no worries. We're not going to leave you guys in the dark. We're going to kind of walk you through everything. So
yeah. I know that when we committed to HomeAdvisor, they didn't, you know, and of course, I explained to the guy, just like I'm explaining to you, I'm completely illiterate. I don't know crap about it. And they made me think that they were going to do what you are saying, what you're going to do. And so when I got committed to the site, I was responsible for getting on the site and doing updating and doing whatever I was supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's not time savvy for me to do that because I will literally have to spend all day trying to figure out one little thing when I could be out making money.
Yeah. You know? 100%. Yeah. That's something that they hear a lot.
You know? Yeah. So if you guys can do that part of it, I mean, that's really all I've been wanting for all these years. I just been wanting somebody to, you know, just do what I can't do, which is the internet stuff, and I'll go do the plumbing. And as long as the phone is ringing, I'll have money to pay the bill.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's what we're here for. Absolutely. Yeah, good thing we got in contact with you. So no doubt, you're in good hands.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I'm gonna kind
well,
of apply.
A lot of people have tried calling us, but the prices were always way too much. This price
okay.
here is reasonable. You know, that's right to me. It's very reasonable. And I understand you guys are giving us a break because normally it's going to be more than this. But as long as the phone is ringing, I'm pretty confident we're going to have the money to pay it. I'm not worried about that.
Sure. It is result-driven, always with Google Channel Partners. So we have to bring results or else people wouldn't be with us month to month. So it's a nice thing about working with Channel Partners. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be a great campaign. And, I'm going to go ahead and just apply the override credit. I got the approval for the site, so that's bundled. No additional charge with that page. And since we have you guys at a reduced price, I'll read off a voice verification. And it just outlines the service agreement with us that it's month-to-month. There's no contracts. You don't pay per job or per lead. And it just this part is just another added protection for you guys as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'm going to apply it here. And in terms of securing your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use, Sam? A Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
What are we using, Missy? Visa?
Visa
it's a Visa, yes, a Chase card.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name, Missy's name, or the name of the business?
I think it's my name, and it's a business. It's a Wise and Plumbing.
Okay, both names.
It's a business.
Awesome. And is it just Sam or is it Samuel?
Let me get my car here. I'm walking out to get it right now.
Sure. No problem. No problem.
Where'd Lady go? This one here says Samuel Wayne Wiseman, DBA.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's supposed to say Samuel Wayne Wiseman doing business as Wiseman Plumbing is what it's supposed to say, but Chase, you know, this whatever.
Yeah, no, it's no worries, as long as I got the at least your name,
yeah.
So no perfect. And then,
yeah.
Awesome, the card number, whenever you're ready, Sam, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Okay, it is 4427-4270-5717. Mm-hmm. 9451.
Thank you. Expiration month and year?
Boy. You know when I should get some glasses? I'm really struggling to do this.
That's okay.
I think it's a 10, but let me get some glasses.
Of course. No problem.
Dave, if your eyes start clogging up.
Yeah.
And I never have my glasses with me, so I'm always having to run and go find some. Okay, good through 10/25.
10/25? And security code on the back of the card?
Code 958 is three letters.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes.
958. Yep.
Awesome. And perfect. And what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within about 1 or 2 minutes, you're going to receive a welcome text and also a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including. Programming is month to month. There's no contracts with us. And as far as the billing address for the card, what's the current billing address for the Visa card?
It's 1004 Giuseppe Court, Bakersfield, California, 93307.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and send this off now here. And then within about 1 to 2 minutes, you're going to receive a welcome text. I'm actually going to stay on the line with you. And I'm going to just read off a voice verification. It just outlines everything we're including, your updated pricing. You're also getting a website included. And it's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it states... Okay. Yeah, it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wiseman Plumbing.
Thank you. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Sam Wiseman, owner.
Thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Nice, and I can kind of explain that for you, Sam. If anybody calls and they offer something similar, where they want to lock in Google Maps, lock in Facebook, cover directories, go in and fix the site, right? If you hear anything that sounds like our program, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us already, okay?
Sure, sure.
Thank you, sir. And it says, last part here says, for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is May 22nd, 2024, and the discounted amount at just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. The payment will be happening on the same day, the 22nd, same discounted price, which is $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or cancel the programming in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I agree with that. So 22nd is when the bill is going to be automatically taken out on the 22nd, and that's going to be coming out of the Visa card every month.
Correct, 100%.
Okay.
And if you ever want to cancel, just call us 3 days. Or if you ever want to put it on a hold, just call us 3 days before the 22nd, and we'll put it on hold.
Okay. Yeah, now, hold. I know I was listening, but I just wanted to make sure. So just for whatever reason, like say we're going to be out of town or something and we want to, you know, just slow the calls down. So we call you up, ask you to put it on hold, and then we can just pick it right back up the following month. No extra charges, no having to go back and redo anything or.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll pick up where we left off. It'll be the same rate, same pricing. So nothing changes.
Yes.
It'll be that same package as well. So yes, if you ever want to kind of continue, yeah, it'll be the same pricing as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I guess another question I have before we get too deep into this, what am I going to ultimately be responsible for? As a customer of yours, and you guys are doing this for me, what am I going to have to actually, you know, go online and do? Because I'm not an online guy.
Good question. Yeah, everything can be done over the phone. You don't have to be in front of a computer or anything like that. But as far as the beginning stages, as far as the next step, what we'll do is a client interview with the technician. And they're really nice, really smart, and they're just going to cover photos, content, any specifics as far as you like, you know, for the website and also the advertising, just to make sure we represent you properly. So, yeah, as far as after the programming, it's just literally answering the phone calls whenever they call you directly. Any adjustments or changes, you could call us in. We'll be happy to upload any photo changes or adjustments. You could also send any content via text, we also receive that if that's like the easiest way to send it to us. So absolutely, we're here to help you. Mm-hmm.
So when you guys do your thing, whatever, it's putting me on the page wherever I end up, hopefully, you know, at the top. But then when the people see my page, they're calling me. They're not calling you.
Correct. Yeah, we're in middle viewing that client. They're calling you directly whenever they need your service. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they just see that number 835 and they call it, and I guess they're not going to go through you in between.
That's correct. Yeah, not at all. Yeah, our job is to brand, market, and advertise your name and receive phone calls directly to your phone line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't really know what questions to ask, but it's like when I went with Home Advisor, there was a lot of questions I should have asked. And I didn't,
sure.
But
yeah, no, we're here to help you with any questions. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to be the first one to welcome you guys aboard. I know you guys are going to love the program. I know it's kind of a lot of backlinking and connecting we have to do, but we're more than capable of doing that for you guys. But yeah, welcome to the team. We'll be more than happy to help you guys get on board here. But mm-hmm. Yeah, next step is we'll just lock in the client interview. And basically, they cover content, keywords, search terms. We're also building a site, so if there's a certain domain that you want, we'll ask you, you know, what domain that you want us to purchase. So we start branding and marketing for that website and also search terms. And we usually
can you use those?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to ask that. If you own a domain, we'll just use the one that you own or the one that you want as far as for your marketing and website. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now these domains, I think one of them ended up on Squarespace. I think one of them ended up on GoDaddy. Does that mean anything?
Did you buy them? Did you pay them? Did you kind of buy it off of them?
I'm still paying for them. I pay for them every month.
Oh, nice.
Been paying for them for years.
Yeah, we'll still use the same domain. Yeah, it'll be the domain that you own with them, but it'll just be our updated template on that website when they click on that domain. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is that something that are you guys kind of, you know, I don't know, virtually kind of break, you know, claiming that back and making it mine again, or?
Good question. Since you've been paying for it, it's technically yours. You're just paying for that domain off of them. So we're just working off your domain that you own. So
I see. So since I've been paying for it, basically I own the letters that make up that domain name.
100%.
The combination that they were putting out.
Exactly. Unless you're paying for some kind of hosting or their template, that's different, you know? But if it's just a domain and the website's not... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember any templates, but I do remember domain, and I do get those emails, you know, every month, every year, every month, whatever it may be, whatever the contract was that I had to pay for. I remember when I went in to get the domain, there were some of them that were available at, like, $12 a month, and then some of them were available at, like, 100-something a year or whatever. They had all these weird price ranges.
Yeah.
And the one I locked in was wisemanplumbing.com, which I thought was kind of wild after 20 years of being in business that was still available. But, yeah, I locked that one in, and then, or wisemanplumbing.net. Is that still a domain? Is that the same thing, or?
Yeah, it's the same thing. .net.com. Yeah, same thing.
Once you guys become the managers, you'll be able to figure out a hell of a lot faster than I will.
Yeah, we'll be able to find it, and we'll be able to ask you, you know, which one you prefer, what you want us to work off of. Everything is going to be one site, one Google listing, one Facebook page, so it'll be much more organized. And, you know, that way you don't have that confusion of people writing reviews on one page and then not seeing it appear on the one that you wanted. So, yeah, it'll definitely clean up a lot for you. But
the other question I have is once we lock down the domain – and whatever we need to get this whole thing legitimate, can I, you know, get rid of the other ones that I'm paying for?
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell them to cancel those out so I quit paying for those every month?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, you don't need to cancel. You don't have to pay for those other domains if we're just working off one. Yeah, I would highly recommend you let them know, hey, I don't really need that domain. And that way you don't have to have another monthly bill for something that's already included with us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, because that's something I was actually recently I went into to cancel all of it. I was just going to cancel my Google account and emails. I just wanted to get the hell out of there because they just raised their prices.
And it just was really kind of upsetting because I haven't even been able to see or use any of it, but I've been paying for it for, I don't know, 4 years or more.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and
no doubt.
When they raised the prices, I got a little upset. So I was in there. I was actually trying to cancel it, to cancel the card so they quit charging me. But it was like it was impossible. I mean, you know, somebody that knows what they're doing, I'm sure, could handle it. But I didn't know what the hell I was doing. It was just, you know, sending me loop to loop back to the same page. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you just keep going around and around. You're trying to figure it out. But I'm glad I didn't. Because if this thing works out, I mean, that's why I got the thing in the first place, because I was trying to legitimize, you know, and get modern. But, of course, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
No
I can
problem.
Modernize.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. We are the online specialists when it comes down to this, so no doubt. We're here to help you. But, yeah, next thing is, you know, we'll kind of lock in a client interview time, whatever best fits your schedule. Usually we block out an hour window just in case of any questions, you know, but it typically takes about 20, 30 minutes at the most. But it looks like I have an open slot. I'm not sure if this will work for you, but I have one tomorrow morning at around 11 o'clock, between 11 and 12. But I also have later afternoon times, if that makes it easier for you guys.
I got that schedule for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tomorrow's perfect.
Awesome. Between 11 and 12 would work for you?
Yep. And you guys are going to call me?
We'll call you directly. Yeah, it'll be me and the technician. And, again, we just want to gather content, ask you about photos, any specific areas, search terms, you know, just to make sure we represent you properly. And then you're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, Sam, maybe you have a certain, you know, specialist or a secretary, or maybe your wife wants to call in to make changes. Her name is on file, but we're always going to ask the security question, just to make sure that it's who we're talking to and that they're authorized to make that change. But the security question options are the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use?
My mother's maiden name or my first pet or where I was born?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Huh. One. And so
it doesn't have to be your first pet. It could be your current pet. I mean, just something that you could remember.
Let's do maiden name.
Okay. And what was
and
your mother's maiden name?
That would be Hansen with an O.
Got it. Hanson.
Yep.
Very nice. Awesome. And again, yeah, if you ever have anybody call in, make any changes, just make sure they know the answer to the security question, just so they have that authorization to make any changes to the marketing of the site. So awesome. We're going to type that in now. And then, perfect. Other than that, just be responsive here. We should be giving you a call here in between 11 and 12. Again, it shouldn't take an hour or anything like that. They're typically pretty quick as far as the interviews. And we don't expect you to kind of know about zip codes and keywords or anything like that. You just say, hey, guys, I want this city, I want these areas, and then we'll do the back-end research as far as zip codes and what they're converting with the ads. So you're always getting the best results with those month-to-month, okay?
Okay. All right.
Awesome, Sam. Other than that, you should be getting your welcome text and your welcome email here any second now. There's also an invoice and terms and conditions page that you'll get. And it just kind of outlines everything we're bundling. You're getting the platinum package. It's just $249. It's not a promo price for 6 months or a year. It's always that same rate as long as you're with us, okay?
Yep, just got the email.
Nice.
For the package.
Awesome. And then I'll send over an example of the dashboard also. You guys can kind of take a look. It just kind of shows you the different ways to track, different tabs you'll have. So you get the maximum results, but also able to try to track exactly what we're bringing to you guys, okay?
All right.
Awesome.
Now, this is actually loading up on my wife's phone, so she's...
Oh, nice. She's kind of getting it.
I don't know. Hopefully, she'll be happy about it, but...
Yeah, so it's probably like three messages, so it's not like overbearing. It's only going to be those. And then tomorrow we'll kind of walk you guys through kind of getting the website created, figuring out, you know, the Google listing situation, and also getting that live for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this thing says local splash. It's a picture of a girl's face, and it says, are you a local business interested in getting more leads? And so I just
just go through and answer these questions? Is that?
Let me see here. I want to make sure here it's what you're looking at. It's
it says yes. I need more leads. No, I am just browsing.
That might be just our generic email. Let me go ahead and just our generic website. So let me go ahead and see here. Do you have access to this is the 661-835-9600 number, right? That you're on?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I just patched over the initial welcome text message, which is like the first one we send out. And yeah. it'll just read, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. And then it'll have a click here to view. Awesome. If you click on that, absolutely. It'll take you to your terms and conditions.
Okay, now I see it. Yeah, and then no one just popped in and says welcome.
Awesome. Yeah, they're probably coming in barely. Yeah, no worries if they're a little slow, but yeah, as long as they're in there.
Complete terms. And then it says I agreed to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. I don't even know what an SMS message is.
Just a text message. Yeah, just kind of saying if, we send you a text, like, hey, give us a call back, just so we could kind of correspond with you. So, yeah.
That's a little bit tricky because of the office thing.
Yeah, no worries. If you want to uncheck it, that's totally fine.
If I agree to the text message, then you're going to be texting during the day. My wife, if she's at work, she can't respond.
No problem. Yeah, you don't have to agree to it. You could just kind of leave that blank. And it just kind of has your terms and everything you're including with the programming. $249 is not a promo price, so you can kind of check that out. And, other than that, Samuel.
Certify I'm the holder of the card, and then I guess I'm signing it by clicking.
Yeah, you just confirm and sign.
Typing your name exactly as appears below. Confirm signature. How does it appear below? So do I do the same name that's on the card, or just my regular name? Because I know I go by Sam.
Yeah, just the name that you see there where it says Samuel Wisen. That's exactly how you see it there.
Okay, so great. Please electronic talk after me.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Wisen.
And then once you confirm and sign, let me know. It's going to take you to a username and password page.
For some reason, it won't go up any higher.
Is it not loading?
Wow, I'm stuck on this page where it's letting me, I signed.
Okay.
It won't let me go beyond the signature. It's like the signature's at the bottom of the page and that's all I can see.
Oh, gotcha. No worries. Let me go ahead and make sure here it's signed on my end. It might be kind of like a little glitch because I know it does happen. So let me just make sure here. And, awesome. Yeah, it looks like you did confirm and sign. So, yeah, no worries. You can kind of exit out of that page. You won't need that. But you'll have a username and password that we're going to provide for you tomorrow. So that's
close
where you're... I'm sorry?
Can I close this page out?
Yeah, you could close it out. Yeah, it's already confirmed and signed. Yeah, it's just kind of giving us a... kind of it sometimes does that where it kind of doesn't update it, But...
Now I'm back at Local Splash.
Awesome.
Asking me if I'm my new lead or a new customer or whatever.
No worries. Yeah, you could disregard that page. That's just kind of our home page for our website. But I'm going to send over that example, the dashboard, so you can kind of take a look. But other than that, you guys are all squared away. Just be responsive here tomorrow. It shouldn't take an hour, probably about 20, 30 minutes of your time, but it's a really important phone call to kind of get the programming done and everything situated with your Google page, okay?
Okay, I guess I got a question here. Because of the fact that this is a forwarded phone number during the day, and you're going to be calling me forwarded, when you guys start texting me or what have you, there's the new client dashboard just picked up. See, like this stuff here is going to be popping up, but it's not going to be popping up on my phone. It's going to be popping up on
the
wife's phone.
We could put an internal number.
If I give you my cell phone number, which I do give out my cell phone number occasionally. But, if you guys enter it into your computer system, I'm going to get more and more,
whatever, you know, harassing calls constantly. People are calling me. I never used to get my phone number out until this whole Google thing started. Mm-hmm. And now I've had this cell phone for, 24 years. It's actually 23 years because I was in business for 2 years before I even got a phone. Never handed this phone number out to anybody for basically 22 years until about a year ago. And since that time, I get calls from people all over the world trying to get me to buy and sell and whatever, my properties. And you know, so if I give you my cell phone number because I want this thing to go through, you know, what's going to stop that from happening? More phone calls coming in.
Good
I know
question.
That's what's gonna happen. I'm going to get an increase of crap phone calls because the do not call list doesn't exist. You have to go back and block all the numbers, you know, manually.
Good question. Yeah, we have a section where we could put an internal phone number where it's just for us as far as updating profiles and sending over text. And it wouldn't be displayed online on your Google listing at all. So,
yeah absolutely. If you guys can do that where you keep the number private as far as, I mean, I know you guys have to have it because you need to get in touch with me directly. If you call the office phone number anytime during the day between, 6 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock, usually, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it goes directly to me anyway. But because of this whole thing here, trying to get this thing legitimized, I understand we need to do that. So anyway, the cell number, my personal cell number is 661-333-9601.
Got it. I'm just going to repeat it back here. 661-333-9601. Awesome. And it's so tomorrow, once we call you for the client interview, would you want to call us? Would you want us to call this number?
Call that 333? Number.
Call the
333 number because that's on me all the time. And if you're sending me texts or whatever, I can read them myself. I don't have to have my wife,
forward them
for bothering her at school.
Sounds good. I'm going to have it notated.
She can't be disturbed. The kids are concentrating. They can't hear the phone go off or the, she'll put it on silent, but you still hear the thing buzzing or whatever, So.
Sure.
I try not to ever bother her during the day. That's why we do this call forwarding because she doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, she's a teacher. Yeah, she was mentioning. Yeah, no worries. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely have it notated. That's your preference as far as internal phone calls from us. So we would never call that other number during the day. It'll be just that 333 number whenever we have updates or new things for your marketing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, exactly. So you can put a little notation on that. That's all I ask because I've given that out before. And next thing you know, there's everybody and their mother is calling that number. And it's like, oh, my God, I never gave that number out for years. But it never
ran. It's just your personal line. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing where it didn't ring.
Awesome.
I want it to ring, but it's like when I answer it, it's 99.9% of the time it's somebody wanting me to, give them money for something or, sell one of my properties or whatever, so it's never work. And it's so annoying because I'll be at work and the phone rings and I'm just like, hello, why is the plumbing? I'm like, hey, you want to sell your property? Hey, we want to get you on this or we want to do that or the other. Basically like you did, but you guys sounded pretty promising. So I didn't hang up.
Yeah, you're in really good hands, no doubt. Definitely get you the best results working with us. But, anytime you need anything or anything like that, feel free to call us or call me directly.
Okay.
But, anything you need, we're definitely here to help you. But, tomorrow, just be responsive. It shouldn't take an hour, but we just want to make sure everything is programmed how you like it, okay?
Sounds awesome, man. I really appreciate your time, man.
You're welcome. You guys have a great evening. Yeah, I know you guys are going to love it. We'll talk to you here tomorrow.
Thank you, Andy. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right.